This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And good evening, everybody. Larry Merchant here, along with George Foreman and Slappy Brown from Madison Square Garden for tonight's big fight, a big heavyweight bout. Lennox Lewis, of course, one of the great fighters. This big Jamaican, born in Jamaica, raised in Great Britain, the big bruising heavyweight who united, yes, united all three major heavyweight boxing divisions with his big win over Evander Holyfield. Lennox Lewis tonight, ladies and gentlemen, defends his title against Jack from Jack in the Box. I'm going to look forward to this one, friends, with a particular kind of relish, a particular kind of glee, because I never liked that commercial. I never liked anything about Jack in the Box, for that matter. And I think Jack is lame. I think Jack, with his big head and his pointed hat and his pointed nose, blows. And I think it's time that someone, anyone, cause Jack serious, real pain, not the put-on phony stuff that he puts out on his TV commercials. He always pretends like he's embarrassed. He always pretends like he's hurt somehow. Bullcrap. He's just putting it on for the commercial. But tonight, I hope Lennox Lewis, and I hope every member of Jack's family, every big-headed, pointed-nosed one of them, is sitting around a TV set when Jack gets his ass kicked. Now let's go to George Foreman.
There's no doubt about that, Larry. Man, you know, one thing I will say, though, about Jack and Jack in the Box and everything, they serve up them burgers, man. Hell, I wouldn't eat that with your mouth. But I'll tell you right now, that George Foreman burger maker, that's the way to go.
Well, I agree with you, George. As you know, I wouldn't come near one of your hamburgers. I wouldn't approach one of your hamburgers, not with rubber gloves and the entire Surgeon General staff at hand. But if it meant eating a Jack in the Box instead, soup's on at the Foreman's house.
No doubt about that, Larry.
All right, fans, it's going to be a beautiful fight here tonight. Crowd in excess of 17,000. And, of course, tonight's fight is brought to you by Tetracycline Antibiotics, curing gonorrhea for over 40 years. And by the Franklin Mint. Say, fight fans, if you want a little ceramic figurine of a milkmaid or a farm boy or some baloney coins that they phonied up, there must be something wrong with you, man. If you like the Franklin Mint and you're a fight fan, you're a queer. And by the French Foreign Legion. We take the scum of the earth, the French Foreign Legion, kicking ass on ragheads for over 200 years. Well, fans, we should have a good one here. George Foreman is here. What do you think about this fight, George?
Well, I know it's against Jack from Jack in the Box. I know my George Foreman grill makes better burger than Jack in the Box any day, day and night, downtown, all that stuff.
And let's get Slappy. Slappy, what do you think of the fight?
I don't know.
Let's go down for the pre-fight instructions, and Eddie Jose there, who is our referee?
I don't want to have a clean fight, see, Jack? Okay, Jack, look at me, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Clean fight, and I want all you guys to come out and everything, and don't kick them in the balls or anything like that, okay? If you're missing your gonads to the end of the fight, don't come crying to me.
Well, there you go. You just heard the fight, the referee say, if you're missing your gonads at the end of the fight, don't come crying to me. I'm not sure what that means. We had an interview earlier with Jack before this fight from Jack in the Box. This is what he had to say.
Well, I'm just going to get out there and tell a couple of jokes and be funny, the things that I usually do.
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm a commercial pitch figure, okay? I'm not afraid of anything. I get out, I do my cute one-liners, my dry sense of humor. You know, the way that we've been trying to hip up the Jack in the Box commercials for the last 10 years and been failing miserably?
Yeah.
Okay, because you don't eat there, do you?
No,
you don't. You eat it in and out, don't you? There you go.
All right, that was Slappy Brown there with Jack from Jack in the Box. And let's get ready for this big fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Conor!
Forget it. All right. Here's the beginning of the first round there, and coming out to the center of the ring is Lennox Lewis, a big bad man, Lennox Lewis. He is in the center of the ring, and out comes Jack. Jack tries to tell a few jokes. Jack trying to charm Lennox Lewis with a couple of lines. And Lewis lands a big right hand. His hand goes right through Jack's head. Right through that big, empty head and collapses it. Jack's head has been collapsed by a big right hand. He's down on the ground. Lennox Lewis with one powerful right hand put his hand all the way through Jack's head. There's nothing in there. Well, how about that? In 3 seconds of the first round, Lennox Lewis, and now the head has collapsed because it was made out of cardboard.
And Lewis has kicked it into the stands where it's being... Lewis has kicked it into the stands where it's being bounced from person to person like a beach ball, and now it's being trampled underfoot by the exiting patrons.
Well, I gotta tell you, George, that's the fastest fight I've ever seen. In 3 seconds of the first round, Lennox Lewis collapses Jack of the Box's head. Wow! All right, let's go down to the center of the ring. Slappy Brown has Lennox Lewis.
All right, Lennox, that's pretty good.
That's right, and I want to tell you something. All you people that put me in the center of the ring with Jack from Jack in the Box, he's made out of cardboard, he is. And he's nothing but a commercial pitchman. But you set me up on a fight. Want to make me look stupid, did you? Put me in the center of the ring, just with another white man. A white man with a pointed nose and a pointed hat. A little white man, a big, big head white man. But I kick his ass, and now I'm going to kill you.
All right, thanks a lot, Slappy. Well, this fight has been brought to you by Tetracycline. We've been making antibiotics for gonorrhea-ridden clowns like you for over 40 years, and by the Franklin Mint. Go ahead, buy some of this stuff. See if you're going to have any friends that are straight after that. And, of course, by the French Foreign Legion, which I'm joining. The final of this fight here, it's been Lennox Lewis defeats Jack from Jack in the Box with one big round right hand, caved that big white idiotic head of his in. And now there's nothing but blood and guts laying on the floor. Looks like they need a commercial pitch, man. How about you, George?
Hey, George Foreman for Jack in the Box. Come on in, eating everything.
Well, they get more of the kind of people they want anyway. For George Foreman, this is Larry Merchant from Madison Square Garden, where Lennox Lewis beats Jack from Jack in the Box. And it was sick. On the Phil Hendry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, Bud Dickman is here. You have an announcement, Bud. Go ahead.
Phil, they have found General Evie.
They have where?
In my pants.
Come here.
What?
Come here. Don't you ever come in here with a joke like that. You understand? Did it hurt?
Yeah.
You better believe it hurt. Come in here at the top of my... You said you had a news break? You know why I hit you? Oh, will you cool it, man?
No, you ass!
They found Chandra Levy in my pants. That's supposed to be funny?
I didn't mean it.
No, you didn't mean it. You told Mike you had a news flash and you had to come on the air as fast as you could. I hope it hurts, Bud. I hope it hurts for a long time, man. I can only hope and pray that my engineer, Craig Taylor, dumped it. Did you dump it? No, he didn't dump it.
Good.
Good? Let me ask you a question. I'm just out of curiosity.
No, I don't attack you anymore.
Oh, hey, you know what? I'm glad I hit you. And I'll hit you again if you ever do that again. Do you understand me? Do you understand me?
Yeah.
How can you be so stupid? So insensitive?
You haven't found her. Not going to find her.
It's just days away, man, from when she went missing. You gotta have a little bit of... You gotta have some separation from the event. You understand?
That is supposed to be a funny show. I tried to make a funny.
Oh, you tried to make a funny? Well, you blew it.
What do you mean it gotta be separation from the event?
That's what comedy is supposed to be, man. You got to have separation. Comedy plus time. I mean, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
What?
Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Give that to me again.
I said, what are you writing it down? It's not a formula, man, okay? It's just,
I'm just trying to remember.
If you give tragedy enough time, sometimes things become funny. But you don't do it 60 days after the woman goes missing or whatever it's been. You know what I'm saying?
Now I got a huge red mark on my face. I go take picture, have evidence, sue you.
No, you're not going to sue me. I'm going to fire you.
E equals MC what?
What?
What's the formula?
E equals MC what? Squared?
Yeah.
What's that?
Isn't that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I said time plus tragedy equals comedy. That's what I said, and that's what you have to understand. So you can't come on here with a sick, sick, twisted, disgusting joke like you just did. And if you do it again, I'll hit you again, bud. I don't care. I'll belt you again. I'll belt you, man, and I'll smile afterwards, too. You ever come in here again with anything like that. You understand? Do you understand?
Yes, sir. What about Bonnie Bakley?
What about Bonnie Bakley?
They haven't found her.
Who? Bonnie Bakley? Are you stupid? You know, I don't know whether to laugh at you or...
No, I'm talking about the crime. Bonnie Bakley they not find.
Afraid they did find her, bud. I'm afraid they did. I think they found her in her car. She was shot.
Well, then how come people talk about that?
They don't know who killed her.
Bonnie Bakley? They found her?
Yeah, they found her.
Where's Tanner Levy?
I don't know.
How do you know she got shot?
Nobody said she did. You see how confused and stupid you are, man? See how confused and stupid you are?
Comedy plus time equals tragedy.
Comedy plus time. No, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Don't call me stupid. I try to remember a thing you teach me.
Bud, there's never going to be any day in this world's history that you're ever going to get everything that I'm saying, man. You want to know why? Because you don't want to get it. You want to keep bugging me. You want to...
Well, it's fun.
Okay, it may be fun, and it may be fun to bug me, and you know what? You can bug me, but you're never going to come on the air with that crap that you just laid out here.
What?
You know what you said.
You mean about they found Chandra leaving in my pants?
Okay, I have to do it again.
Here.
Come here. Get out of here.
I'm going to tell.
Yeah, you go tell, man.
If they found Bonnie Bakley in a car, why don't they look in cars for Chandra Levy?
What?
If they found Bonnie Bakley in a car, would they look a car at Chandra Levy?
Bonnie Bakley got shot in a car, man. They weren't even looking for her. They found her in a car.
But why don't they look at Chandra Levy there?
I guess they're looking in cars for her.
See, because that's where they found Bonnie Blake.
Who's Bonnie Blake?
The guy that was on Beretta. I mean, I'm sorry, Bonnie Bakley.
Yeah, that's her. The guy on Beretta was Robert Blake.
Wait, but he didn't get shot.
No, he didn't get shot, man. The fact is that they found Bonnie Blakely in a car because that's where she got shot.
But why did they look a car at Tanner Levy?
Because they don't know where she is, man. They don't know where she is. She could be in a car. She could be in a box.
Just seems to me, when you have a lady die, they find her a car, they look a car.
They can look in all the cars. I'm sure the cops are looking at cars. Why don't you do that, bud? You call the Washington, D.C. police and you have them go look in cars, okay?
But she could be anywhere. Why can't she be found in a car? Or in a box in a car.
Yeah, in a box in a car. You call the cops, you tell them to go look at all the cars. And when you call the D.C. police... Hey, bud, turn around.
Yeah?
When you call the D.C. police, you tell them word for word, why don't you guys look in a car for Chandra Levy? That's where they found Bonnie Bakley, okay?
Word for word.
Yeah, tell them that word for word. And be sure you tell them your name and the phone number that you're calling from.
Okay.
Yeah, you do that, man. By the way, speaking of Bonnie Bakley, look at how quickly they forgot about her. Boy, that thing was on the radar about 14 seconds, as long as it was Robert Blake's name attached to it, and anybody thought for a minute that maybe he did it. See, everybody is on OJ overdrive. That was the most fun that this society has had in literally hundreds of years. Don't make any mistake about it. People were having fun. People were in an orgy, an orgiastic, orgasmic orgy of delight over that OJ thing. Pinning it on a celebrity. Pinning it on a celebrity, man. So that when this thing came down with Condit and the thing went down with Robert Blake, oh my God, it was exciting. It was OJ revisited. You know the talk show hosts that are out there trying to make political hay out of, you know, they think that maybe it's an OJ situation, so let's really beat this thing to death. Let's really hone in on it, man, because this could be the big OJ. It ain't the big OJ, baby. There was only one of those. This Gary Condit guy's innocent or whatever the cops think he is. And Robert Blake, sorry, hate to disappoint you, but that guy is, ain't he innocent? I mean, they got nothing on him. And all the bull crap that comes out. Some of these stories. These guys so ready to report this stuff, they're falling all over themselves.
It seems that Robert Blake was inside the restaurant, and he was drinking a glass of water as he was rubbing off the gun that he shot him with. Wait a minute, we've got an update. He didn't have a gun, and he wasn't drinking water. In fact, he wasn't even in the restaurant. Wait a minute, another update. Yes, he was in the restaurant, but he had a glass of water. Gary Condit was seen throwing away a watch box. Yes, a watch box. It could be the one. It could be the one!
The one what? The one that was had the watch that he had on.
Yes.
I mean with eyes bugged from their heads so you can see the veins standing out on either side of the eyeballs, with veins pulsing from the brow, with sweat and spittle flying from every orifice in the body, microphones drenched with saliva, people just pandering, punditing about this freaking guy Condit. And he is going to get reelected come November, and anybody that don't believe that, you can win yourself a lot of money. Just walk into any bar, make sure it's happy hour, and make sure it's about an hour into happy hour, and start betting everybody there that you kind of gets reelected. Who's that? That's the guy that almost they thought killed that intern. Turns out he's just having an affair. Are you kidding me? What is it? Yeah, I swear to God. So anyway, yeah, we're Robert Blake. Bring back Beretta is what I say, man. This is the chance that he's been waiting for. His name is hot. He's on the tips of everybody's tongue. Bring that Beretta back. You know what? By the way, I saw it on TV the other day. What the hell channel? Is it Nick at Night? I think there's a... It is Nick at Night? I saw a Beretta rerun. God, was it horrible. Horrible. You know, if you take any of those shows from the 70s that we thought was so real action-packed, and like Kojak, sucked. Beretta, sucked. Streets of San Francisco, sucked. That freaking SWAT blows. And the White Shadow wasn't much better than any of the rest of them either. Even though I dig the hell out of the White Shadow. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Any white man willing to walk into that, I got to, you know, props to him. My hat's off. My, you know, everything. Everything coming off. But the White Shadow sucked. Because the one I was watching today, who was it? Coolidge? I think he got the clap. And it just so happens that Coach, whatever his name is, Coach got drafted into teaching the health class that day because the other guy was sick. So there he is with his basketball players. He's talking about gonorrhea and syphilis and how to prevent it. Coach Reeves, right? Well, then he's done with, and one of the kids is like, really, Coach? And the next day, you know, he's got gonorrhea. So it all fit in very nicely. Just so happens that he was teaching health class. This guy's got gonorrhea. And, oh, yeah, he gave it to another member of the basketball team through a mutual girlfriend. Right? I love that show. There's no doubt about it. And he used to play for the Bulls until his knee blew out. Wasn't there a big, dumb white guy that played for the Bulls and his knee blew out? Oh, that was the coach, Phil Jackson. So anyway, I'm kidding, of course. Dumb, yeah, sure. Yeah, he's so dumb. He didn't know what a whole lot of nines are. That's how dumb he is. All right, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. We are going to be putting together our Best of the Year 2001 CD. And we are going to be putting that together this month. So that is going to be available for sale sometime this fall as we continue to raise money for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we thank you very much for your suggestions as to what to stick on that CD and where to stick it. And we're certainly going to take that under advisement. So Craig is compiling all that stuff in between sips of Budweiser. And we'll have that for you. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This Bud Dickman is our top 10. Here's number 10, and it's called Falling. It's Alicia Keys. I keep on falling. Top, number 10, a Bud Dickman top 10.
Wait a minute, come here.
What?
Come here. Turn it down. Turn it down. What's your problem?
You know what the problem is.
Because I hit you?
You hit Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I hit Bud Dickman. Why did I hit you?
I said a funny thing and you were jealous.
Oh, yes, that's why I hit you. You said a funny thing and I'm jealous. I'm jealous of what a comic mind you have. Is that why I hit you, Bud, really?
You guys are people are funny.
What you said was in bad taste. Bad taste. And now you're going to blow this whole bit? Put the music on and start doing it. Come on. Do it. Go, go, go.
Quit it.
Do it.
That's number... Now here's number 9, Peaches.
All right, turn it down. Turn it down. Go ahead. Tell everybody what you said in case they just tuned in so they can all laugh at what you said.
Really?
Yes.
I said they found Chandra Levy.
And then I asked you where. And what did you say?
In my pants.
Yeah. And then what did I do?
You hit me.
I hit you. Those three things follow exactly, Bud. They found Chandra Levy, and then you said they found her in your pants, and then I slapped you across the face because it's in poor taste and doesn't belong on the radio, and now you're moping because you thought you were being funny.
I bet you call people up, the people call up and say funny.
What? I bet you call the people up and the people would call up. What are you trying to say, man? The people call in, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, anybody that thought that that was funny, call in. Good, give the number out.
If you thought a Chandra Levy, they found her in my pants was funny, call 1-800-449-8686. Bud Dickman Show. This is number 9, Peaches and Cream, with the song called Peaches and Cream. It's 112 is the song of the people. Dude.
Jesus, are you screwing this up, man?
You're screwing up. You're the man hit me.
Right, let's take some of your calls. Go ahead. Take your stupid calls.
Hi, you're on a Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Do you think I'm funny?
Yo, Bud, I thought that was really funny. I thought that man was out of line hitting you, man.
Thank you very much. Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. You think that funny?
Bud, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, love your top 10. Yes, I thought it was very funny. I thought it was very timely, and I saw nothing wrong with it.
Thank you. Bud Dickman, Weekly Top 10. You think funny?
Yes, I did, and I also believe that Mr. Hendry should be brought up on charges of some kind of abuse for slapping you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bud Dickman, Top 10. You think you're funny?
You're a funny son of a bitch. Keep it going. The Chandra Levy line in the pants was great.
Bud Dickman, Top 10.
Okay, I get the picture. They thought it was funny.
Yeah, so let me play a song.
By the way, who are all those people calling in? Friends of yours?
Not all of them.
Oh.
There's a song that really sucks for the third week in a row at number 8. It's 112, Peaches and Cream. Lifehouse is still hanging in, unfortunately, at number 7 with this piece of crap.
Desperate for changing, starving for truth.
Number 1 on the gay top 10.
Closer to where I started, we're chasing after you. I'm falling even more in love with you.
Bud Dickman Gay Meter.
All I've ever longed to.
An 8 factor.
Until you make me move. Remain back with you.
Oh, God, not that gay. Hold on. Hold on.
No, what you do?
Not the Gay Meter, man, okay? We did that last week.
Completely incomplete.
Yes. Definitely a gay song. At number 7 on the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10 is Eve. or no, is Train, or no, is Eve. No, it's Train. No, it's Eve. No, it's Train. No, it's Eve. No, it's... Who is it? It's Train.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
You and that gay meter, man.
Yeah, it's setting it off.
Yaks like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey, hey.
If it wasn't for that, hey, 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 he'd be fine.
Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey,
hey. All right, hold on, hold on. Stop the song. Stop it.
What?
What makes you think that song is gay?
The song called Drop of Jupiter? Give me a break!
Whoa, 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 I see. So that's sexual, is that it?
Well, come on, I mean... That would sound like a bad man. He'd do bad stuff on her.
You know, I'm trying to remember back who hired you. I'm hoping it isn't me. I'm hoping it isn't me, because if the memory comes back that I hired you, I may blow my brains out when I get home.
You're just mad on account of the people like... The Chandra Levy joke. A screw off.
That she's back from that soul vacation.
Go ahead, do your gay meter.
You got it.
So in other words, what you're saying, it's that hey, hey, hey thing.
Yeah, if he does that, if he don't do that, then there's no gay meter. There's a certain frequency. Yeah, there it is. That's Drops of Jupiter from Train, and now, here's Eve. I like her because the guitar work on this song's so bitchin'. Wow. You could, the little kid could not do that.
Yeah.
Number six, Eve, Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Shake your ass.
Anything else you got?
Lit up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one. Classic. Red from blind. Yeah.
Angry black women scare me. I would never be able to perform sexually with them.
Good to know, bud.
Number gay on the Bud Dickman Top 10.
I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go. Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go. Results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well. Too concerned.
Hi, you're on a Bud Dickman show.
Yeah, but how much that sister charge for me to have sex with her, even though she a big star?
Dude, Eve?
Yeah.
That'd be about $5 million.
Okay, man, thanks.
That's Steve with the Let Me Blow You, mine. And now, at number five is Usher. With this very gay symphonic thing.
See you in a minute.
Usher could be a man at a wedding.
Listen.
Usher could be a member of a family, as in Fall of the House of Usher. But no, not in this sense. It's this guy's name. Usher with You Remind Me.
My mind
to quit the music business.
You explain, but girl, I'll try.
The reason why he's called Usher was very interesting. We talked to Usher.
Yeah, I was I work in a movie theater. And, that's what I thought I'd do for the rest of my life. And everybody say, hey, Usher. I said, well, hell, I just keep the damn name, you know? Nobody remember my real name.
What was your real name?
I forgot. I think it was like Phil or something like that, you know? Bob or... I just say I'll keep the name Usher because that's...
Because you're Usher in the theater.
Yeah, I was an Usher in the theater, right?
Dropping from the number one spot to number five was only 1 week in the number one spot on account of it blew so badly. That's Usher and You Remind Me.
Thought that she was the one.
I gotta go to the bathroom. There's Bud Dickman and the Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10.
...1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Bud Dickman Weekly Top 10. Here's a song at number 4 by a group called O-Town. And the song's called We Hate This Song. It stinks. Why did we record it?
Bud Dickman's exclusive Gay Meter.
I know when he's been on my
gay, 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 gay. Oh, God. Gay meter, gay meter, gay meter, gay meter.
Okay, bud, we get it, all right?
Yeah, that's gay.
Yeah, I get it.
Stop it with the gay meter.
What's the name of this song?
We hate this song. We're sorry we recorded it.
We hate this song. We're sorry we recorded it. Is that the name of it?
You're an ass for making fun of a tard.
Isn't that the name of what you just said? Turn it off for a minute.
You make fun of a retard?
What was the name of the song? You said, this is O-Town with, we're sorry we recorded it.
Dick.
Oh, getting creative with your insults, man. Jeez.
No, the game meter's not going off on account of song. Game meter go off because you.
Oh, I see.
That's O-Town with a song called We Suck and We Hope That We Never Be on the Radio Again. Now at number three comes Blue Cantrell. And this is called You Shouldn't Listen to This Song Because It Stinks, Stinks, Stinky Winky.
I was dreaming in the beamer, just steaming. Can't believe that I call my men cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all.
Is another black woman that intimidates you?
Slightly, yes.
Why'd you get the gay meter going on this, man?
She a girl. She can't be no gay.
Oh, I got it. Thank God you're here to tell me all these pearls of freaking wisdom.
And also, she hot.
I dare you to call her and say that to her.
What?
Call her up and go, hey, Miss Cantrell, you hot.
That's the way most of the guys she hang around talk like anyway.
What a racist. Oh, there goes your gay meter, man.
Because you're talking so much. At number three, that Blue Cantrell with a song called My Song Is Bad. My Song Is Bad. Now, here's number two. This is Mariah Carey. It's called I'm in the Nut House Now. And the reason is because my bad music drove me insane, and now I'm in the Nut House Now.
Gee, that's brilliant, bud.
No wonder she in Nut House. Listen, this sounds like Nut House. Stop the music. I want everybody to play.
What are you doing now?
Just shut up.
Telling me to shut up, huh?
Yeah, listen. That sound like they're tying her down in the nut bin.
We've got a new boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, she's out of her mind. Yeah, yeah.
What's the name of this song?
Mariah Carey with I'm Nuts. Song blow.
It is pretty weird, man.
God, I can't make head nor tail out, piece of crap.
That thing's number two?
Yeah, and it went from number 60 to number two.
Now, what was the thing I read about they marked the price down on it to 49 cents?
They must have marked a price down 49 cents. This thing suck on wheels.
You might as well turn it up, man. You got to play it.
God dang. She insane. She mad. Her mind is gone. That's Mariah Carey's number two. Here's Destiny's Child with a song called We're Good Looking, But We Can't Sing. Number one this week. By the way, speaking of Mariah Carey, if not for that nice looking rack, she wouldn't.
Shut up.
Beyonce, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
I turn off by mistake.
Go ahead.
This number one, Destiny's Child, with a song called We're Good Looking But Our Music Stinks.
Kelly, can you handle this? Michelle, can you handle this? Beyonce, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
I want to ask a question.
What are you doing, man? Can we get to the end of this thing or not?
I just want to ask a question.
What?
Why do black people talk about themselves in songs?
Why do black people talk about themselves?
Yeah, you hear a song like, I'm Bo Diddley. Guy sing a song about himself. And in this song here, they sing, hey, they're talking about...
I don't know, man. It's the thing.
White people don't go, you don't hear the Stones go, we're the Rolling Stones, we're the Rolling Stones. Hey, girls, can you handle this? I got something.
Put it back in.
That's number one, Destiny's Child, with a song called I Hate You.
Where are you going?
I'm done.
You're just walking away, huh?
Yeah, I'm done.
Is it me hitting you?
No, I just, the music sucks.
So what am I supposed to do?
Finish. It's your show.
Oh, great. You take over a half hour, come in here, play your crap music, and then just, okay, I'm done. Now you leave. Here's number one, Destiny's Child, with a song called We're Good Looking, But Our Music Stinks.
Mariah Carey be on there.
It's not my fault Mariah Carey's on there.
She's not.
She may be nuts, but she's number two. Here, take all your crap, will you?
Yeah, let me ask.
Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-866. Will you get it out of my face? I'm waiting, man.
What are you waiting for?
To get the crap out of the studio. God. What's this? Huh? Is this yours, bud?
Yeah.
We'll get it out of here, okay? Anyway, we want to thank you guys for listening to the Bud Dickman Weekly. Would you get it out of here, man, or not?
I'm trying to.
Mentioning, of course, that we're going to be looking into the... We're going to be looking into doing our Phil Henry top... This is really bugging me, man, with you doing it.
I just got to get a few of these.
You know, but it's a funny thing. It's only 10 songs, man. You got like 100 CDs in here. Why?
I got to keep all my stuff together.
Pick it up and put it in the box, bud!
Dad, real weird, aren't you?
Yeah, man, pick it up and put it in the box.
You know, Mariah Carey started out like that.
Good, man. Maybe I'll join her wherever she is.
Hey, Phil, by the way.
What?
They found Chandra Levy in my pants. All right, get out of here. Ow!